After speaking with the police department on Wednesday, the Bad Axe Police are investigating a two-vehicle injury crash that happened Monday afternoon on North Van Dyke Road near Hartzell Road in Huron County near Walmart and Big Boy. Police say a 23-year-old Ubley woman was pulling out of a private driveway around 3:10 p.m. when her vehicle entered the path of a southbound pickup truck driven by a 20-year-old Elkton man. Authorities say the truck driver was unable to avoid the collision. The Ubley woman was taken to Shore Hospital by Central Huron Ambulance with non-life-threatening injuries. The pickup driver was also treated for minor injuries and transported to McLaren Thumb Hospital. Investigators say the driver of the car was cited for failing to yield. Multiple agencies assisted at the scene, including the Bad Axe Fire Department, Huron County Sheriff's Office, and Central Huron Ambulance. And the annual Click It or Ticket seatbelt enforcement campaign is underway in Michigan. From now to May 31st, the Michigan State Police, along with officers from local and county police agencies across the state, will be actively conducting seatbelt enforcement. Michigan has a primary seatbelt law, which means a police officer can stop and ticket a motorist at any time solely for not wearing a seatbelt. The Click It or Ticket campaign underscores that and is to increase compliance. It is estimated that more than 1,900 lives have been saved since 2015 when Michigan's primary seatbelt law started. When we come back from this Brusky Siding and Building sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Spring isn't just about fishing and hunting, it's about so much more.
That's right, son. It's about warm, sunny days.
Dad, let me handle this. It's about all those projects you've been putting off all winter. Need new windows, new roof, or maybe some new gutters?
Now you're talking.
Stop putting off your home improvement projects and call Bresky Siding and Building Repair today.
Call me, Derek Bresky, for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad at 989-529-8167.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, hazmat training exercises will be done this week by Lapeer County. Lapeer's Emergency Management Division, first responders from throughout the county, and law enforcement agencies will be doing joint hazardous materials and law enforcement exercises with the 51st Civil Support Team. The simulated exercises are being done to hone the skills of the departments in working together to strengthen preparedness capabilities of responding to hazardous material incidents. The practice exercises will be done in low traffic areas with public safety in mind. Also, residents are asked to avoid the areas where training is being done. The practice areas will be marked with signs that say exercise or training in progress. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts.